And then, if you could just state your name and why you're here for the record, so we'll
know
who you are.
So I'm Nicole, and I'm here because I'm organizing this whole conference.
Yes, which is the 2011 Hackathon in Berlin. So basically what we're going to be doing is we're testing a software called Keywix, which is an offline reader for Wikipedia, which basically means it lets you browse Wikipedia without being connected to the internet. And we're just going to be doing some basic browsing and searching tasks, nothing too complicated.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is when I ask you to do a task, I want you to try to talk out loud about whatever you're doing and like whatever you're thinking while you're doing it.
Okay.
So like, you know, if something's really frustrating, you can say, you know, like, this sucks, I hate it, you know, just be totally honest. And just keep like talking out loud about like whatever your thought process is while you're
okay.
trying to figure it out. Because this is beta software, so there's a lot of things
yeah.
that will eventually change about it. So let's see. Do you have any questions before we start?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can I ask questions during the test or?
Well, I'd rather you like try to figure it out on your own first.
Yeah.
While talking it out loud.
Yeah, while talking out loud. If you decide, like, you just, you know, give up on it, then just say so, and then, like, I can show you how to do it or tell you or whatever.
Okay.
But it is totally fine. For example, you know, you could ask the question, for example, like, well, on a Mac, how do you do such and so? Or
yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah.
How
can
you
close the window, for example?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, so first task is I want you to pull up the article for Berlin.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know how to...
And feel free to take your time, you know, and explore the program to figure it out.
I mean, I'm just going to open an article. So where's the search field? So let's... I mean, is this the search field? Probably. Okay. That's the search field, okay.
All right, awesome.
Okay, I didn't quite realize that this was just the browser. Okay, fine.
Is there anything that was confusing about it, or like you think you know we could change to make the search field better, like make it more obvious?
Probably fill it with search and then the search or search here, for example. I mean, it's to be honest, it's totally obvious that this is the search bar, but it would be nice to like you know fill it with search here and then if you put the cursor there, then disappears,
mm-hmm.
the text disappears and you can just enter.
Well, yeah, even though you say it's obvious, we had one person who spent like 10 minutes, you know, before they figured out that
okay.
there was a search field there.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's probably not that clear.
Okay, well that's useful to know. Okay, next I want to get you to try to find out some specific information using Keywix. So, if you can, I want you to find out who is the current king of Thailand.
Okay. I mean, the first thing I would try is just enter king of Thailand here and see what's happening. And, I mean, probably it's already here in the search results, and otherwise I would open the... an article and then just search. Is it possible to search in the? I mean, it would be Control F. No. No, it's saved. Can I? That's here. Sorry. Okay. I mean, it's like in the. And then search for King. The country is a kingdom, a constitutional monarchy with King Bumiphol, whatever the name is.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Alright, very good. Okay, next I want you to bookmark the article that you're on right now.
Okay, I see the bookmark button here and now I would create a new bookmark. Let's create a new bookmark set. It's probably the plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now I want you to go back to the main page where you started from.
I used the home button. Okay. And now I'm back on the main page.
Alright, next I want you to go back to the Bombi Ball article that from using the bookmark that you created.
Okay, I go for the bookmark button and then it shows the bookmark and I double click on it and I click on the article.
Okay, you can go ahead and close the bookmark interface. And next, I want you to search within this article for information on the Finland plot.
On the what?
Finland plot.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, great. Did the in-page search interface seem pretty intuitive, or was there anything confusing about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as in all browsers, I think. I was irritated for the first few seconds that it is on the bottom of the page and not here, because what I'm using Chrome at the moment, and I think in Chrome it's up here, but I'm not quite sure about it.
Okay, that's interesting. Next, I want you to switch the interface to full screen mode.
First thing I would try would be the F11, but I don't know. No, it's here. No. F11 would be on Windows, but otherwise I'd use display and then full screen.
Okay, awesome. Next, I want you to switch the interface back to regular screen mode.
I would try escape.
Awesome. Alright, last task. Next, I want you to try to pull up three articles in separate tabs.
Okay, that doesn't matter which article?
It doesn't matter, any articles.
Okay, I'm used to Windows, so I would use Command and a click, but it doesn't work, and I would use, how does the right click work on a Mac?
There actually isn't a right click.
If you press Control and then click, I think.
Ah, it's Control and not Command.
Yeah, but I'll just go ahead and tell you that there is no command key to do it in QX.
Okay, so I don't know how to do it. Wait, is there a right click on Mac?
Yeah, it's held down the control key to do right click.
Okay, but this didn't work, so. Tools, turn around here. Am I still in full screen mode? No. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm not used to working with a Mac, or if it's just because I don't have any clue where to open it. No idea.
Okay, well I'll go ahead and tell you that under the display menu, there's a tabs option there. So go ahead and select that, and then try opening three articles under separate tabs now.
I have to open a tab first, probably, and then open an article. Like this. This would be an option, but I mean, what I like to do is working, like if I am reading an article, then I want to. Then I want to open the article in. Like this, you know, if I'm in this article, and what can I do to open this Rocky Mountain article in a new window now? Nothing, obviously.
Yeah, I think that a few people have mentioned that they would like to just open links in new tabs.
Yeah, because I want to, when I read this article, and I think, oh, what's this? And I want to open the tab for later reading. I want to read this article first, and then then after I finish this, I want to read another article, and I'd like to open the new article in a new tab, but stay in this mm-hmm. in this tab, so to say.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So is there a way which I didn't find, but so you won't answer the question now. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh no, actually there I don't think there is a way. I'm not completely sure, but there isn't a way that I know of, at least. If there is, I haven't figured it out.
So, because I think this is a very important feature for most, mm-hmm. for many people, I guess.
Okay. Did you have any other feedback about the program in general? Like anything you liked or didn't like, or anything that you'd obviously want to change, or any questions about it?
What? I was a bit confused when I was clicking on one of those links here in the index,
mm-hmm.
that they were opened beneath this index and the index was still there. You know, I thought if I click on one link, then a new page will opens with all the contents.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's also useful to have the index still here if you want it. And I'm not totally sure why does do these articles. Okay.
I'm not really sure why they built it that way.
But who uses? Do you really need an index? I mean, you search for articles here, and I wouldn't need the index.
Okay. Well, I think that's all really useful feedback. Thanks a lot. That was great.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
I don't think we may have kept